Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down on the boards, Carlos Ortiz, holding it down in New York City. Oh, yeah, let the bed play. I love this bed. Let it play. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker, where all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've already had a busy show, folks. Earlier today, we learned about the passing of O.J. Simpson. O.J. gone at 76 years old. Tiger Woods, he's back at the Masters today. Back at it. Unfortunately, there was a weather delay. He couldn't tee off early this morning as expected. Tiger Woods is at around even after seven holes. I think he just completed the eighth. I'll wait to see where he is. I'll give you that update. Also, a little bit of a jokey joke, right? Tom Brady joking about coming back, really? Don't do that, Tom Brady. Don't do that. Save that for April Fool's Day. We don't want to hear that. It's April 11th. Nobody got time for your jokes, Tom Brady. And then right before we went to break, we gave you a little bit of an update. A little bit of an update on Kentucky. Here's the update. They still don't have a coach. Kentucky Wildcats don't have a coach. Scott Drew from Baylor declined heading on up to Kentucky. He's like, nah. Had a little talk about it. Not going. He joins a long list of guys not going. Scott Drew not going to Kentucky. Jay Wright not going to Kentucky. Nate Oates not going to Kentucky. Dan Hurley not going to Kentucky. And Billy Donovan said, focused on the Chicago Bulls. Let's see what happens when the Bulls season is over. I think he's the best candidate. Hold off on that. I mean, if you want to bring in Mark Pope, you want to bring in Bruce Pearl, then just wait. What's the rush? You've already missed out on the best options, or the best options have already missed you. Just the facts. Kentucky better come with the bag. They better say, we got the bag for the players. We're going to pay the players. Otherwise, they're cooked in that regard. Money makes the world go round. Sure does. They also say money is the root of all evil. Money can get you wrapped up. I know we talked about O.J. Simpson last hour. Looks like his undoing was rage and jealousy and whatever other deep-seated issues were deep inside of that man. You never know. No excuse for some of his actions, but you never know what somebody's going through. Things that will push them over the edge. All human beings, we're fragile, we're delicate, we make mistakes, we screw up, we mess up. Nobody out here is perfect. Nobody. But what you do can have some major ramifications. What you do in life can come back to bite you in the behind. What you do in life could change your life. Look, I don't got all the answers. I don't think anybody does. All I know is I'm here now, and one day I couldn't be here. So you better make the most of what you got while you can. And I told you, money can screw things and people up. There is no bigger or greater example recently, right now, this minute, this second, than what's going on with Shohei Ohtani. And trust me, Shohei Ohtani don't got no money worries. $700 million contract with the Dodgers. Makes so much money off of the field and endorsements that he's like, eh, whatever. I don't need this. I don't need the $70 million a year. Just give me two. That's it. I can live off of two. And the other $45 to $100 million I'm making a year, who needs it? I don't need it. And this is when he was, and you know, even before he got this contract, Shohei Ohtani playing for what would amount to a pittance with the Angels. This man decided to come over to the United States of America early. Said, screw the big money. I'll make the big money later. He earned only about $44 million bucks with the Angels. That's it. So Shohei Ohtani comes over in 2018. We've heard the stories. He has his manager, or excuse me, his interpreter, helping him out, was a de facto manager, in Ipe Mizuhara. He's known him before he came to the United States of America. Shohei don't speak no English. Ipe Mizuhara is familiar with the United States of America. He's from, well, not from here, but he's very familiar. And so what does he do? He says, I got you on all your doings. Get your dry cleaning, help you set up a bank account. All the normal life stuff that anybody would do. Except for in the case of Shohei Ohtani, he allowed him a little too much. And we learned more. A couple of weeks ago when the you-know-what hit the fan, it was alleged that Ipe Mizuhara had pretty much taken $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. That's what we heard at the time. Well, the rubber has met the road. And Shohei Ohtani, I know there's a lot of people saying that how could he have this money stolen and not know he has to be in on it. This has to be a cover-up. Ipe Mizuhara has to be the fall guy. And apparently that's not the case because the feds have investigated and the numbers that we are hearing about are absolutely insane. First of all, starting with Ipe Mizuhara apparently taking advantage of the fact that Shohei Ohtani was new to the United States of America. A matter of fact, Ipe Mizuhara helped set Shohei Ohtani up with his bank account. I want you to take a listen to this because the feds had a whole press conference this afternoon saying that Ipe was in major, major trouble, letting everybody know that, yeah, this was fraud. He screwed him over. Listen to him talk about setting up the bank account.
In 2018, shortly after Mr. Ohtani arrived from Japan, Mr. Mizuhara helped Mr. Ohtani set up a bank account. That was a bank account that was used to deposit Mr. Ohtani's salary payments from professional baseball. Mr. Mizuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
What? Like they were asking and he's speaking on behalf of Shohei Ohtani now? I don't want nobody but you looking at my money? Whoa. Wow. And nobody rung an alarm? Well, somebody rung an alarm. Was it the bookie? And some of the text messages, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The feds continued on. Sorry to call that man the feds, but he is. He continued on. And then he talked about the amount of money that he stole from his account. Listen to this.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mitsuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
What? $16 million from Shohei Ohtani? Shohei don't even look at his own money. He got so much. It's not like Shohei's like, hey, I need to buy groceries. I don't even know. It just magically pops up. Mizuhara buys the groceries, and then I don't know. $16 million. Listen to this. We found out about the money and just, my God, where it went, where it didn't go, what's owed. Ipe Mizuhara. This man gambled a lot of money. With the bookie on credit, by the way. He lost $183 million. This man gambled so much that he lost $183 million. What? Oh, yeah, the bookie really felt he was comfortable with Ohtani. Ipe won $142. If you can do some math, that is $40 million in losses. He is $40 million in the hole. Well, I guess they're all in the hole because that's where they'll be spending their time in prison. He stole $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. The feds say that he would call up the bank and pretend to be Shohei Ohtani to approve the wire transfers. What? Make me jump through so many hoops and holes and... Shohei Ohtani just got duped, huh? He is so pure and genuine and all baseball, everything. You don't know nothing about life, huh? You can't trust this guy that's your interpreter to run your life because you get screwed out of $16 million. It's crazy. The average wager was about $12,000. The largest wager by Ipe Mizuhara was $180,000. And the smallest wager, I don't know if he did this one in his sleep, was only $10. And so what happens next? Well, listen to the good folks, my buddies, my friends at KTLA say that Ipe, he's trying to plead guilty. He wants to shave off as much time as he can. Listen to this.
The former interpreter for Dodger superstar Shohei Ohtani is believed to be negotiating a plea deal right now in connection with that multi-million-dollar gambling investigation. At least that's according to multiple reports tonight. The investigation, which began after the alleged theft came to light during the Dodgers season opener in South Korea, is nearing a conclusion, and prosecutors believe that Ipe Mizuhara may have stolen even more money than the initial $4.5 million he was accused of taking.
Yeah, 16. Yo, fill in the blanks, okay? And by the way, Ipe is 39 years old. He's 39. That ain't young, but he's still young. He ain't old. The next time he sees daylight, he's gonna be old. Damn. And the feds go in. You know, they put out the text messages and everything. And it's sad. It really is. And I know there's a lot of people who think that Shohei Ohtani was in on this. Wink, wink. I don't think so. You look at the text messages. Ipe Mizuhara in November 2022 says, I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL. Any chance you can bump me again? He's looking for some credit. He's a loser. November of last year, a year later. This is him to the bookie again. Just wanted to ask, is there any way we can settle on an amount? I've lost way too much on this site already. Of course, I know it's my fault. June of last year, Mizuhara wrote to the bookie, I have a problem. LOL. Oh, yeah. And then March 20th? Real simple. When the news started to break, Mizuhara said it's all over for me. And according to the bookie, he might have thought that Shohei Ohtani was really in on it. Oh, it's done for this guy. He going to jail. He going to prison. Yeah, they'll come to a plea deal, but he going to go away for some time. You couldn't ask Shohei for money. You couldn't not gamble. You had a good life. What the hell did this guy have to pay for? Nothing. He had a salary from the Dodgers, the Angels. He's hanging out with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, that wasn't a good enough life. Gambling will tear you up. I mean, I get it. There's a reason why states don't want to legalize gambling. Here in Georgia, we can't come to an agreement on legalized sports betting. We can't do it. Because people are fearful of things like this, that gambling will ruin lives. People can ruin their lives doing a lot of things, okay? There was a point in time where, let's just say, alcohol was illegal. Remember that prohibition? No alcohol. Can't drink it. Not supposed to. Underground market didn't stop nobody. People are going to gamble. Let them gamble. It's a terrible thing. You got to do it responsibly. Like anything, you got to watch it. You can be addicted to anything. Money, power, alcohol, nicotine, drugs, food. You can do a lot of things, and there's nothing wrong with doing these things, unless it's illegal. As long as you don't do it in excess. Unless it won't kill you, hurt you, harm you. And if you need an example, look at this guy. Didn't need to gamble. He wasn't broke out on his luck. He dug himself a hole. And now he's going to be in the hole in prison because he stole $16 million from a baseball player who doesn't need the money. You could have asked him for it. Damn it. And stop. It's real fun and convenient to ha ha ha, he he he, about Shohei Ohtani just being in on this, right? And I joke about it. Oh, it'd be a cool story if Shohei Ohtani was an evil, you know, gambling lord. He's a gambling lord running a crime syndicate. People would love it. Just seems like a gullible guy who played baseball, came over from Japan, and got robbed by his interpreter. Makes sense to me. Sounds reasonable to me. Would it be a great HBO story if Shohei Ohtani was a criminal? Oh, yeah, it'd be a great story. But it doesn't appear to be reality. Shohei Ohtani is going to continue to play baseball. So far this season, already 3 home runs and 8 RBIs, playing like an MVP that he is. And his former translator, the guy over his shoulder, the man that he trusted, well, you got to watch your backs, folks. Ipe Mizuhara, he ain't going to jail. He going to prison. Be careful who you trust. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want to ask Carlos Ortiz his thoughts on this when we get back on the other side. And then also, give you another update on the Masters. And then also, speaking of gambling, not necessarily the biggest of names in the NBA. They got an issue themselves. Not related to Tim Donaghy. Not related to him. It's old business. It's a player. I'll give you an update on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our 4th year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't nothing funny when you get robbed. Shohei Ohtani robbed us $16 million. We thought it was only $4.5 million. $16 million? Whoa. I guess it had to be him, right? If this was somebody else, if this was like, I don't know, Francisco Lindor. No. If this was Gerrit Cole, I'd say, oh, yeah, Gerrit Cole is in on it. But Gerrit Cole speaks English. He wouldn't need a translator. Like, Shohei Ohtani was, he was ripe for the picking, wasn't he? Translator speaks Japanese and English. None of his financial people speak Japanese and English. He got, Shohei Ohtani got flim-flam. He is such an innocent soul. He got flim-flam. 855-212-4CBS. Producer Carlos Ortiz is holding it down for us today and tomorrow. Carlos, what are your thoughts on this whole situation? Do you think, well, first, I guess first question, you don't think Shohei had anything to do? He wasn't on the in on this, right? No.
Initially, I was like, he's 1,000% in on this, because that much money doesn't get moved without you knowing. But, you know, as I sat back and, you know, listened to all the reports and everything that was coming out, with the astronomical amount of money that he makes, not only here in the States, you know, but you know he's making that money in Japan too. It's very possible. It could have just been a complete oversight. And here's the thing, JR. If you're going to get scammed, chances are you don't expect it to come from a trusted confidant. That's how most of these people that do get scammed, you know, they get taken advantage of, because it's always from somebody you don't see it coming from. So I'm going to kind of chalk it up to, yeah, it was some flim-flam here. Now, I will say this. For as long as Shohei has been here at this point, take $16 million and get the English lessons. Like, I'll teach you for $4 million. Mm. Well, I'll teach you for $4 million right now. You'll speak English by the end of the season. call it a discount. You just spent $20 million on English lessons. Lesson learned.
You know, there's some irony in that. I've heard Shohei Ohtani, and I think this was an interview in GQ, and I heard him. I don't know what the hell he said. I had to read the subtitles. But he pretty much explained that he came to the United States of America to play baseball. And as long as he goes out and he plays baseball, learning English hasn't been the top priority. It's just baseball. Well, I mean, and this boils down to a lot of folks. I mean, you assimilate into a different culture or a different country. In most cases, you want to learn the language. I mean, it sounds so noble and to say, hey, I'm just going to play baseball. And if I hit 40 home runs and have 120 RBIs and strike out 200 folks, who cares? You know, the money's coming in. But what about the other elements of life? Like this, like banking, like being able to order food at a restaurant. I mean, these are the small intricacies of learning another language that you want to know about. So the man is out of $16 million. Now, how that works, does he see that 16 back? I don't think Shohei Ohtani's losing sleep, you know, at the end of the day. But all things considered, yeah, maybe he does, Carlos, as you say. Maybe he wants to take some time to learn English. We've heard from Dave Roberts that he's also been a little bit more open and communicative with his teammates without having a buffer there, without having Ipe at his side to babysit him and take care of him through every element. And it's just, I don't know, a part of me, I don't want to say that I feel good. I don't feel good that the man got robbed of $16 million, that he got taken advantage of an individual who has a massive gambling problem. I just, a part of me feels happy that there was no further scandal. That from what it sounds like right now, that Shohei Ohtani is so in bliss, he is so relaxed, he is so chill, he is so innocent of a figure that he's not a criminal. That makes me happy that at least there's something in somebody nice in the world, at least, right?
It's also nice to know that you got another $600+ million coming from the Dodgers when you're done playing.
Oh, more than that. Sheesh. Guys making major bank. Yeah, there is a I think a maximum sentence. I think the maximum might be 30 years for Ipe stealing that $16 million. If I got to think about I mean, I am not a lawyer, and I could just count the crimes, opening up a bank account, stealing the money, calling up the bank, impersonation, There's the wire fraud. He adjusted Ohtani's bank account after it was set up so he could have his phone number associated with the account. Oh, my God. I don't know what plea deal he's going to get, but he better enjoy every – Carlos, how do you measure air? Do you know? I don't know. Not an ounces, right? Is it an ounce? No, ounces is liquid. Let's just say he better enjoy every breath possible because he running out of time when it comes down to breathing that, I guess, good old fresh Los Angeles polluted air. Breathe it in, Ipe, breathe it in. Running out of time. Yeah, and it's always the people that are closest to you. It sucks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side of said break, I told you there's somebody in the NBA who's dealing with their own issues and own problems when it comes down to gambling. I mean, so much so that the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, as a part of his own press conference, he had to talk to the media and basically put out a massive threat to this individual and anyone in the league who would never, ever think about moving forward in gambling. He also happens to be the brother of somebody in the league. Never would have thought about it. His name is Jontay Porter. Yeah, he got a brother who plays on the Denver Nuggets. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about the Denver Nuggets at the top of the hour because that guy, Jokic, is certainly in his own world right now when it comes down to potentially getting towards the end of the season. And so we'll talk about Jontay Porter, give you a Masters update in a second. A matter of fact, the man who will break it all down, it's a newsflash. Here he is, Dexter Henry. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's not just Major League Baseball. At least they dodged the bullet with this Shohei Ohtani situation. It was the translator. We could blame him, just him. And we know sports betting is pretty prevalent all across sports right now, everywhere. Doesn't matter. I mean, we have graduated from fantasy sports. That was such an introduction into legalized sports gambling. It is hilarious. And that everybody gets involved, right? Translators, referees. Hi, Tim Donaghy. This is 2007. It's 2024. And now the NBA might have a little bit more of an issue on their hands. There's a reporter in the NBA who's being investigated right now for his involvement in what could have been a gambling scheme. This man's name is Jontay Porter. Please, don't be too concerned. Don't worry if you don't know who the hell he is, because he's only been in the league for 2 years. He's 24 years old, and he also happens to be the brother of Michael Porter Jr. Jontay Porter is barely in the NBA. This man is pretty much a G-leaguer. He plays for the Toronto Raptors. And his time with the Raptors might be done. Realistically, he might be cooked. Why? He's away from the team right now because there were some, let's just say, interesting bets that were placed. Prop bets. Where Jontay Porter entered into some games, exited the games with injuries, what have you. And then people got paid massive payouts as a result. That makes alarm bells go off because the fact is, who the hell is Jontay Porter? And how and why would anybody place a prop bet on a guy who you don't even know is going to play unless he knows he's going to play and then he's going to exit the game? There could be some shenanigans going on here. So he's away as the NBA investigates. And the commissioner, Adam Silver, he spoke to the media yesterday And Adam Silver pretty much said, look, we're looking into this. If there's a problem, then we're going to punish this man. And if we punish him, we're going to punish him big time. Take a listen to this.
And as to your question about the consequences, I have enormous range of discipline available to me, but it's cardinal sin, you know, that what he's accused of in the NBA, and the ultimate extreme option I have is, you know, to ban him from the game. I mean, that's the level of, of authority I have here, because there's nothing more serious, I think, around this league when it comes to, you know, gambling and betting on our games, and that is a direct player involvement. And so investigation is ongoing, but, you know, the consequences could be very severe.
Who's going to miss out if he's gone? Carlos, you ever seen Jontay Porter play a game of basketball?
Not 1 second.
Does Jontay Porter knows that, I guess he would know that he was in the NBA, right? Was?
Yeah, him and his family.
So nobody knows who Jontay Porter is unless you did a deal with him to make some money. This isn't the problem that the NBA wants. And I'm telling you, it might be Jontay Porter today. It might be the interpreter for a Japanese baseball player today. It might be a referee. There's going to come a day where there's a name brand player. There's going to come a day where a player with name recognition gets in trouble and gets caught. And you want to know something? That's just the cost of doing business for all of these professional sports leagues. There's no putting the toothpaste back into the tube. Charlie Baker, who happens to oversee the NCAA right now, is trying to govern what bets can be placed on college athletics. He doesn't want prop bets. Place a bet on an over and under and keep it moving. Nobody needs to know whether or not Caitlin Clark is going to hit more than 5 threes. Don't do that. Because the next thing you know, they're going to be breathing down Caitlin Clark's neck. In the NBA, J.B. Bickerstaff might be in trouble for other reasons. The Cavaliers suck right now. J.B. Bickerstaff says, man, he's getting calls and messages and we'll get emails from angry fans about what didn't take place in a game that would have earned this fan money. Tyrese Halliburton, all-star point guard for the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton pretty much said, you would think I'm just a walking prop bet out there. And that's what it is. Because the leagues, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, all of them, they pretty much said there's so much money in gambling right now, we got to get our piece. Even if it means that this is dangerous, right? Athletes can get abused, harassed. We can get pot shotted too when it comes to the validity and the integrity of our games. That nobody on the court, nobody on the field, nobody on the ice is on the take. We've seen this in sports already, folks. It's going to happen again. I mean, before we had cell phones. Come on, you going to tell me about the White Sox, the Black Sox who decided to throw the World Series? Are we going to get a group of guys, 8 guys that get together and do that again? I don't think so. But you want to tell me that there's not going to be one player who has his back up against the wall, is going to look for an extra couple of dollars and think that he can get himself out of a hole? It's inevitable. I'm just waiting. It might be a year, might take 2 years, might take 5 years. And I don't know. It could have been Ohtani. It doesn't look like it is. Is it going to go the same way? Calvin Ridley has a name. Wide receiver. In the NFL. Now on the Titans, used to play down in Jacksonville. Calvin Ridley got the boot for a year because he was away from the Atlanta Falcons and decided to bet. The NFL, I mean, guys like Jameson Williams, they've already fined guys for gambling at the facility. It's a dangerous game, folks. Wait until there's a star. What is that going to do? Nothing. Oh, yeah, by the way, we've seen this already with a star. His name was Pete Rose. Where the hell is he? Begging to get into the Hall of Fame. They won't do it until he's dead. It's only a matter of time. And the leagues, they don't care. Because the fans, oh, they'll keep gambling because they're addicted too. The leagues are making money. This is a dangerous game, folks. But that's life. You got to keep people out there and let them do what they will. Even if they bite off their own hand, it's inevitable. Carlos, you went to the betting. You think eventually how long is it going to take for one of these players to quote-unquote get got?
Oh, it's not going to take long at all. With all the states that are still waiting to legalize gambling in their respective areas, it's going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to get a hot name soon. JR, you said a year. I'm putting it at 6 months.
Oh, wow. See, but this is my only caveat about that. It's one thing to be a referee. It's another thing to be a G League no-name player. It's another thing to be a translator. It's another thing to be some injured player sitting at home, you know, just gambling on your phone. Like a super, like a name brand star, someone making millions of dollars. Isn't there more of a, this guy would have to be a full blown criminal. Like, who's making, I mean, let's fill in some numbers. Who's making 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50? Who's making $50 million and that's going to, they'd have to be a crime lord. Don't you think to have a name brand athlete? I think we're going to get somebody. But to be a name brand athlete making millions of dollars in gambling, it's going to have to be either someone who is dumb as hell or someone who's really like into some crime stuff here, illegal gambling, right? There's no in between. You got to be stupid. Yeah. You got to be stupid or you got to be a criminal. There's no middle.
Stupid is one thing because you know what it is? People who try to get around the system and try to like think that they're smarter than everybody else, they don't think that they can get caught. That's how people get caught. I don't think it's going to be a level stupid. It's going to be a matter of really unsavory characters. We're talking about like mafia types that you see projected in the movies getting to these athletes. There's going to be somehow you ran into the wrong crowd and now you're in it.
You know what? So you're right. I mean, we saw this over the past couple of seasons and not with gambling, but we saw kind of the culmination of stupid and I'm untouchable and John Morant. Like, how many issues did John Morant have to go through before he just said, all right, I need to stop? I don't even think he's reached that point yet. John Morant was just found not guilty of punching a 17-year-old at his house because he acted in self-defense. The fact that he was even in that position to have to punch a kid and show him a gun is enough bad judgment in and of itself, regardless of whether or not he was found not guilty. Flashing guns, being told to stop, being suspended. It doesn't cease to amaze me. I mean, come on now. We got Rasheed Rice speeding in a Lamborghini against a Corvette on a Sunday afternoon, a Saturday afternoon in Texas? Just because. So, yeah, you're right. We got stupid people out here. Then we got folks who just think that they're untouchable. You know what? I guess when you're young, your early 20s, you got all the money in the world, you got all the access to whatever the hell that it is in the world, you do stupid things. Stupid things come with consequences. Won't just be a translator. Won't just be a G Leaguer. Won't be a referee. It's going to be a big name. Scandal is everywhere, folks. I guess as Tiger Woods walks by on the screen, I guess how appropriate is that?
What timing?
I know, right? And speaking of a scandal, well, he's been he one shot under. Was he at the 12th hole right now? 13th hole right now for Tiger Woods. At least he's able to walk through the course. You think he got any juice left in him?
He has, like, no cartilage in those knees, man. Just God bless him for even standing up there.
Knees are done. Ankles are done. Back is done. If it gets dry outside, he's going to stiffen up and be done. It's sad. I mean, when you do something for so long, like what Tiger Woods can't find happiness in building the court. He has to be out there competing. And I can't even say I get it because I don't play professional sports. I talk for a living. I'm too lazy to play professional sports. I'm too lazy to even try to play in high school or college. I just like, I want to make money. I got no time for this. Sometimes you got to know when to hang them up. Sad what's going on with Tiger Woods. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is trying to win and play golf. We got Tom Brady making jokes about a return. O.J. Simpson situation. Well, he's just gone. You know, maybe people will find peace in O.J. Simpson being gone. Maybe him being gone will help other people find peace. I don't know. Wild situation. That's how we talk about our legends here. O.J. Simpson, Tom Brady, and Tiger Woods. A hell of a show today. It certainly is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I guess we might as well brand today the Day of Legends. Because when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue Legends talk. And I don't know, why do all the legends got to get crapped on? Tiger Woods might deserve it. Tom Brady, he certainly deserves the ribbing. And I don't need to tell you about anything that, O.J. Simpson might deserve. But there's another legend. Certainly shouldn't be associated with O.J. Simpson in any regard. His name is Nikola Jokic. The NBA season is coming to a close. Joel Embiid went down. God bless him, he came back. There's a lot of conversations about who should win NBA MVP. And a lot of them have ventured into the space again of not being fair. Why doesn't Jokic get the respect that he deserves? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. And we're going to hear from some of the people that are just, quote unquote, out of this world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.